Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinking enthusiast turned mind whisperer, back with another dose of overthinking cure to help you quiet that noisy mind and reclaim your inner peace. You know the drill. We're diving deep into the stuff that keeps us up at night, turning anxieties into action steps and replacing those what ifs with a whole lot of I got this. Today, we're tackling something absolutely essential, self-compassion and mindfulness. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a beautiful garden. It can bloom with joy, creativity, and growth. But sometimes, pesky weeds of negative thoughts and self-criticism creep in, choking out the good stuff. Well, friends, we're here to become master gardeners, nurturing our inner selves with kindness and understanding. Let's break it down into some key takeaways that you can actually use. First up, embrace imperfection. It's not a flaw, it's part of being human. You're going to make mistakes, stumble, and maybe even trip over your own feet, figuratively speaking, of course. That's okay. It doesn't mean you're a failure, it just means you're learning and growing. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend in the same situation. Ever notice how quick we are to forgive others but stingy with ourselves? Time to switch that up. Number 2, practice active listening, both to yourself and others. Seriously, pause for a moment and really listen to what your inner voice is saying. Are you being harsh, judgmental, maybe even downright mean? It's time to reframe those negative thoughts into something more compassionate. Remember, your inner critic is often just scared and insecure, not necessarily malicious. Treat it with empathy, acknowledge its fears, and then gently guide it towards a more supportive perspective. Speaking of listening, pay attention to others with genuine curiosity. Active listening isn't about waiting for your turn to speak, it's about truly absorbing what someone is saying, understanding their emotions, and responding with empathy. You'll be amazed how much stronger your connections become when you give people your undivided attention. Number 3, cultivate gratitude. I know, sounds a little cheesy, right? But seriously, focusing on the good stuff in your life can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the small things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. These simple joys add up and create a more positive outlook. Next up, remember that you're not alone. We all struggle with self-doubt and negativity at times. It's a universal human experience. Don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're part of something bigger than yourself. And finally, number 5. Take care of yourself. This means making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, practicing yoga, or simply taking a relaxing bath, prioritize self-care as often as possible. You deserve to feel good. So let's say you're having a rough day. Maybe you messed up on a presentation, got into an argument with a friend, or just feel overwhelmed by everything going on in your life. Instead of beating yourself up over it, try practicing some self-compassion. Acknowledge that you're feeling down and allow yourself to experience those emotions without judgment. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and this one doesn't define you as a person. Then, gently guide your thoughts towards something more positive, perhaps a recent accomplishment, a supportive friend, or a beautiful sunset. Remember, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your struggles, it's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding in the midst of them. It's like having a warm hug from yourself when you need it most. So, my friends, go out there and be kind to yourselves. Practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-compassion today. Leave us a review and let us know what resonates with you. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. We'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep those minds quiet and hearts open. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.